This is Senator Bob Dole. The Iran-Contra hearings open up on Capitol Hill. It's time for the whole truth and some statesmanship, too. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it sure took a long time, but the Iran-Contra hearings are finally off the ground. I called for those hearings back in December, but Congress dragged its heels. The president didn't. He welcomed the hearings, the special prosecutor, and the Tower Commission. He never ducked the issue, Ted. Now it's time for the committee to follow the president's responsible lead. The country will be ill-served by partisan witch hunt or sensationalism designed to boost sagging TV ratings. I don't expect any bombshells that will turn Washington topsy-turvy. You're not hoping for any, are you, Ted?
Don't look back, Bob. Iran scam is gaining. Bombshells are exploding all around in the hearings. Starting with General Secord's testimony, the President Reagan knew about the diversion of funds to the Contras. The right wing probably didn't appreciate your role in calling for the hearings, Bob, but you did the right thing and got your wish. One reason the hearings are extensive is that it's two scandals wrapped in one. Trading arms for hostages was a dumb policy that encouraged the terrorists in Iran to take more hostages. And diverting millions of dollars from Iran to the Contras was not just dumb, it was also criminal. The special prosecutor has you in his sights too, Bob. You let yourself be used by felon Carl Channel to solicit illegal tax deductions for fat cat contributions to the Contras. No, it's not a witch hunt, Bob, but it's not a whitewash either. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new proposal to halt the nuclear arms race by halting nuclear tests. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.